Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my vodcast, The Unlimited Power of Desire, the two magic keys to make your dreams come true. And as soon as you master these magic keys of success, you can and will make all your dreams literally come true and have an absolute ball every step of the way, which is the most important thing. All right, here we go. The Unlimited Power of Desire. The two magic keys to make your dreams come true. Now, there are only two things you need to make your dreams come true and manifest into your physical reality. And those are desire and belief. And you don't even need both of them at the same time. If your desire is massively strong enough to overshadow all of your doubts, then that burning desire will bring you what you want regardless of your belief level, because your desire has so much momentum that any doubts just don't have any negative effect upon it. But if your doubts are bigger than your desires, then what you want cannot come to you, because your doubts have more momentum than your desires. So here's where belief comes in, which trumps doubt. You cannot believe and doubt at the same time. So if you believe, then your desires will come to you, as long as your desire and your belief level is stronger than your doubts. And a gentle, easy desire with no time pressure or desperation, etc., is the most powerful desire of them all. Soft, gentle desire may seem to be less powerful, so to speak, than strong desire, but in many ways it is more powerful because it is allowing desire. An allowing desire has no angst or pressure or time frames or desperation to it, which of course blocks what you want from coming to you. There is no resistance being offered when you have soft, gentle desire, as opposed to a burning, I must have this under all circumstances desire. And resistance of any kind is what keeps your desires from manifesting in physical reality. Needing your desires to manifest has more resistance than soft, gentle, you know, I'd like this. That'd be very cool if I had that. You know, that'd be totally cool. That'd be sweet. I need it has desperation, the desperation of a child, that you will only be happy when you get what you want, and the desperation of which is really fear that you won't get it or you can't get it. Need is full of resistance because it is conditional. It says, I will only be happy when I get what I need. And if I don't get what I need, well, I'm going to be a sad sack, pain in the ass. And that resistance keeps what you want from coming to you, very simply. Whereas soft, gentle desire has zero resistance and allows what you want to just come to you easily. So how do you get what you want? How do I get what I want? Step one is get happy first. Because if you're trying to get what you want in order for you to feel happy or worthy or feel loved or feel prosperous, etc., then you're offering tons of resistant desperation. And so you will struggle hard trying to get what you want in order to finally be happy. And if you do get what you want, you will only be happy very temporarily, because your happiness is dependent upon conditions. And conditions always change. You don't have any control over external conditions. You only have control over your own internal conditions. So soon, you'll be unhappy again and need something else to make you happy, and then something else to make you happy, or another new treat or another new shiny thing or a new person to make you happy, like a desire junkie needing another fix. So, the answer is get happy first. Get happy by focusing on things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Then you'll attract more things like those that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. It's very simple. And then that specific big desire, that big-ass hairy desire, can come to you because it is something you will like, love, and appreciate naturally when it comes. And you don't have to focus directly on your big-ass desires, and it might be best not to, because when you have big desires, there is a tendency to think about the absence of those desires more than having and being and doing those desires. So that absent-minded thinking blocks your desires from coming to you with all of that resistance and all of that doubt and all that confusion. So remember, soft, gentle focus is usually the best game plan in regards to your dreams and desires. Just be easy about this creation journey as you desire and create those things that you desire into your physical reality. Have fun every step of the journey. Just get happy and allow. Get happy and allow. All right, so that's step one. Step two is allow. Get happy and allow. Get happy because then you're in a state of allowance and offering no resistance. Get happy because that's the only reason you want anything. Because you believe it will make you happy. The only reason you want anything is to make you happy. And since what you want will make you happy, that is the same vibration as just being happy, regardless of the condition of having your desire. So, by being happy anyway, even though you don't have what you want yet, you attract what you want because your happiness, while you don't have what you want, is the same happiness as when you do have what you want. So your desires must manifest because that is how the law of attraction works. Like attracts like. Similar vibrational things are naturally attracted to each other. So step one is get happy. Step two is allow. Offer zero resistance and doubt. Step three is let the universe do its work lining up what you want to come to you. Lining up all of the cooperative elements in the universe, different situations and people and circumstances, etc., for you to get what you want. And then step four is just receive. Just say yes. Say yes. Say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Ask, allow, have fun, be happy, let the universe do its thing. Just receive, have more fun, and then more fun appreciating and loving things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And then more desires naturally arise from the contrast of life, of experiencing things you don't like, or things you actually do like, but you'd still like improvement upon them. Because no matter how good things get, they can always get better, and we will always desire for them to get better because we are creators. We are desire beings. So, if you're experiencing things you don't like and you'd like improvement upon, well, no worries. Just desire. Ask for improvement in a soft, gentle way. No worries. No pressure. No deadlines. And then next step, of course, is allow. Just have fun along the way. Allow and be happy and appreciate things that are easy to appreciate. Allow and let the universe do its work. Lining up the vibrationally aligned cooperative elements and people and situations that match your joy and your love and your allowance and your appreciation and your gentle you know, desire, witness the miracle of creation as the universe lines up countless magical, abundant synchronicities for you. Receive. Allow yourself to just receive, surrender to the awesomeness of the universe to give you whatever you want, and then revel in your awesome creative power that you did that. Yeah, I did that. What a champion. What a legend I am. What a master of creation I am. Pat yourself on the back, and then the journey of joyful creation continues on and on and on and on and on. Every day is a new adventure of creation. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I built that. I created that. I just pointed at that and it came to me. Every day is a new adventure of contrast and then desire and then asking and then allowing and then being happy and then allowing and receiving and then reveling in your magnificence again and again, over and over and over again, forever and ever. And then, hey, more contrast pops up, more desire, more natural, gentle asking, more allowing, more openness, more joy, and happiness, and prosperity, and love, and excitement, and adventure, and more receiving, the infinite bounty that the universe has brought to you, and will continue to bring to you, forever and ever, in a never-ending supply of awesome abundance, and more reveling in your awesome, infinite, creative power, forever and ever and ever and ever. And that is how life is and should be for immortal creators, mortal, infinitely and powerful creators such as yourself. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings, and remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get notices of my latest videos. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering videos and podcasts and articles and books and all kinds of goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and have an absolutely amazing life. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. So thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!